Meditation 5. Is the separation truly unbearable?
My dear Lord, I am the one who says that separation from you and your kingdom is unbearable. But do I really mean it? The other day I had a very difficult service, but I noticed that a few of my associates had pleasant assignments. I was envious of them. You said one who is dear to you is never envious. So I must not yet be tired of being separate from you. My dear Lord, I am the one who says that separation from you and your kingdom is unbearable. But do I really mean it? You have given me so much facility to work with. Devotees, Lakshmi, temples, farms, cars, factories, and boutiques. I manage them as if I were the owner. You have said one who is dear to you does not see himself as a proprietor. I am very quick to claim proprietorship of all things I monitor for you. But where is my attachment to you? My dear Lord, I am the one who says that separation from you and your kingdom is unbearable. But do I really mean it? Every day I try to see how I can feed the tremendous appetite of my ego. It seems to enjoy each taste and demands more. You have said one who is dear to you is free of false ego. When will I give up this burden and have full contact with your divine ego? My dear Lord, I am the one who says that separation from you and your kingdom is unbearable. But do I really mean it? I am so easily put into anxiety by others, a sign that I do not stand on firm ground. Or if I did, how could I so easily be shaken? You have stressed how those who are dear to you cannot be put into anxiety by others. If I really serve and work for you, I would not be so distracted by my environment. My dear Lord, I am the one who has stressed that being separated from you and your kingdom is unbearable. But do I really mean it? I am constantly guided by the orthodox and mundane. You have mentioned how those who are dear to you do not consider the ordinary and are always expecting a miracle. You are not ordinary. The one who does not have that vision is disqualified to appreciate your supreme, extraordinary nature and abode. I am the same so-called devotee who says he cannot bear the separation from you and your kingdom. But again, is this really true? I relish happiness, comfort, and pleasurable situations. As soon as there is some misfortune, pain, distress, or unpleasantness, I am quick to retreat to avoid such a situation. I am a coward, attached to the material modes. And thus happiness and distress become like water and fire to me. So here I am, the one who says he can no longer bear the separation from you and your kingdom. I think I am serious, but if I continue to look on all those that obstruct my desires as my enemies, how serious am I? You have explained that anyone who distinguishes between enemy and friend cannot come back home, as there are no enemies in your kingdom. Now, my dear Lord, I am completely confused. I have tried to attract you, but I see I have nothing to attract you with. I am a pretender. I want your kingdom without you. I am a criminal who has tried to plead innocent, and now I have nowhere to hide, no presentations to make. What am I to do, dear Lord? Then I heard the Lord say, "You have always been and always will be dear to me, but you do not believe it. Therefore, you separate us by being an enemy to yourself. Come on, my child, and experience what it is to be fully dear to me. I am ready, beloved, but are you?"